It's the Second Date Update with Frito and Katie on Y100.
Hey, finally Friday, Second Date Update.
Ooh, it's been a long week.
How we doing, Brent?
Hey, Frito. Hey, Katie. Thank you so much for having me on today.
And we're just glad you emailed us. We're happy to have the Second Date Update these days. I mean, this has been one heck of a week. Oddly enough, it's the least strange feature on our show this week. Never thought we'd get to that point.
That's so true.
It's been wild. It's been wild. Hard to believe.
Yeah, I heard that. The bad guy or whatever. Yeah, that's so hilarious.
The bad guy. The bandit, the magician. We've heard it all.
It's certainly something there, Brent.
What are we working with on this date, man? Walk us through it.
Well, the obvious answer is I got ghosted, and I know you guys know this already, but that's not weird at all. It's almost expected if you don't hear back from someone immediately following a night out.
True.
But like,
yeah.
The reason I emailed you is that this went like so well. I know you must hear that a lot.
We do.
We just heard it.
Yeah, it's been a recent thing. It's a trend.
Even when we started messaging, there was just like an obvious connection. Nothing crazy when I looked at her socials. Nothing crazy when we went on our date. I didn't learn anything weird or off-putting about her. I mean, like, it was the dream, you know?
Okay.
So you can't really ask for better than that. She's incredible and amazing. And I would assume I'd hear back from her, but she has not spoken to me, like, at all.
Well, Brent, that's not good. And
no.
This is usually where we cross a very uncomfortable bridge.
A little introspection
is
usually called for right here.
Yeah, this is where we talk about what it was that you may have done to blow this thing
really
up.
Really think about it.
What do you have?
Yeah, I mean, I get that, but you have to believe me. I literally did not do anything. We went to dinner, and I took her to bowling, and to get drinks, like nothing more, nothing less. Everything was great.
Yeah, right. But did you take her somewhere too expensive for dinner?
Or
sometimes
too cheap.
That could freak him out
on
too.
On the other side.
Either way.
She picked the place. So, like, I hope she didn't have a problem with it.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's frustrating if true.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we had a great time.
Was it just a great time for you? So I heard bowling in there.
Yeah, maybe she's not a big fan.
That can be, yeah.
She picked that one, too. She picked bowling. It sounded fun, so we just went and did it.
All right, so another thing from her. Did you get blind drunk, man? Did you try to pick up some other chick at the alley or the bar or anything like
something,
that?
Something, anything.
Yeah.
No, I'm a heavyweight. I had maybe two beers. She wanted to get a pitcher, but we split it.
Oh, half a pitch.
Man.
Half a pitch.
I'm out of questions.
Yeah, all right. Now let's get down to it. Marissa's her name. We're going to find out what's going on coming up right after this. Hang on the line, Brent.
It's the Second Date Update with Frito and Katie on Y100.
So we had Brent on the line a while back. Brent was describing his date with Marissa, which he said went perfectly.
Always do.
Everything
Always
was
do.
Great.
It was nails.
He, of course, did nothing wrong.
Nope.
I have a sneaking suspicion. The reason that she doesn't want to go back out with him is because he's not the most decisive.
She had to pick everything, didn't she?
She picked everything.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
She picked
the place.
Right.
She wanted to bowl. She wanted that pitcher.
That's so frustrating.
You know,
well,
but that could be it.
Yeah, it could be.
But
could
maybe
be.
Not. We'll get her on the line. We'll find out. Hey, I think we got her. Marissa, are you there?
Hi.
Marissa. Hey, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. How you doing?
Oh, I think I heard about you guys yesterday. Don't like one of you, or like, I don't know. Does someone have like a stalker or something? Is
oh
it related
God.
To that? Wait, have I been chosen or whatever?
I don't know what your friend said or how
worst,
your friend described this.
The worst version of telephone I've ever heard.
I guess we kind of have a stalker.
Yeah, well, we have a
villain.
We have a villain of
villain
the week
problem.
Yeah, and this the way, I don't know what chosen we're talking
what?
About. Yeah, what are you chosen
what
for?
What do you think we get into?
I meant like the hunt.
Oh.
Maybe you pick people to go find him or something.
Deputy Marissa, we're going to enable
that.
You with the power of the law to go hunt this guy. That's actually fairly genius.
I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention.
Clearly. No,
hey,
no.
Yeah.
Well, let's get down to basics, Marissa. So we have a second date package for you that we would love to hook you up with. You can pick all of the options, pick wherever you want to go. The only catch is it's got to be with the person we choose, and that person is Brent. Would you go out with Brent again?
Oh, Brent. He's so fun. We have a great time, and he's a great guy. He's tracking me down, is he?
Yeah. Yeah, and
wow.
I guess this will be the shortest second date update of all time.
This is amazing.
Right? Because he's been on the phone, and I guess, Brent, what a relief, right? I mean, she's into you, too. I don't know why she wasn't calling you back, but...
What a blessing.
Let's get this whole thing set up. Y'all hang on the line for us, okay? We'll get you the second date.
Man, that's awesome.
I can't do that.
What? Wait, what?
Sorry?
Yeah. No, I'm not going to do that. I don't want to commit to anything right now.
Wait, but you really liked him and you had a great time, but you don't want to commit. Like, is there something going on?
Okay. This is a long story, and I'm actually not authorized to give too many details. I guess I'll just, like, stick to the basics and try to explain. But after I got out of my last relationship, I made the decision to start treating dating really seriously. So I want to, you know, date professionally.
Date professionally? What does that mean?
It means I'm not after hookups.
Okay.
I want people who are, like, out there who are also looking for something serious. Like, I signed up for a bunch of sites and I was just waiting to get approved. When I was seeing Brent.
You had to get approved? What site are you talking about? What was it?
See, I actually can't disclose that. It's
what?
Very secretive. And I probably said too much already, but it's like dating for the elite.
And
the elite.
Now that I've been accepted, I just want to wait and see what happens.
What would a dating site for the elites even look like?
Oh my God.
Oh, it's a site with only, like, the most eligible singles here in town. Like, really successful businessmen and women and high-profile locals and, like, social media influencers.
Right.
Well, just, like, really rich and attractive people, basically. And I've actually got a date with a certain San Antonio athlete coming up.
Oh.
So I'm just going to have to pause things with Brent until I know how the rest of this pans out.
So that's the story? I'm not enough for you? Because we didn't meet on some site with elite in the title? It doesn't matter where you meet a person. The odds are always going to be the same. It's just another date. Like, a date is a date, even if it's not super elite. So the tab might have been a few extra zeros, but you can't buy the chemistry. So you're seriously just icing me out because you met a better option on some snobby rich people site?
It's not just about the rich people, though. I swear, it's about people who want a more curated dating experience and can pay for that. So when I get a match, I know the guy that I'm looking at is just as invested in this working as I am, and that for me goes a really long way. I feel like I could get a better quality match this way.
Oh God,
quality? Like I'm like a food or something? Let me get this straight. I didn't do anything wrong. You just want to take your chances with some elite athlete that you paid to meet? That doesn't sound like a scam or something.
It does, kind
of. Did he say his name was Tony Parker or something?
You don't get it. A new world has opened up for me. And
sounds like it.
I agreed to a second date with you. I feel like I was committing to something with you, and that's not fair because I'm not. And I want to go and date my Tony without any tie-ups, okay? It's nothing personal. I just don't want to mess with my chances with these people.
These people.
These people.
Are you kidding me? I don't know, but It feels very personal. What if you met me on your other site?
Well, it's not personal, and I really can't talk about this anymore. I can't speak to that. Do not call me again.
Well, this is bizarre. But, guys, I wish this would have worked out better. Thank you all so much for being on the show.
Mm-mm.